MAHA could make food production and distribution very, very complicated. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Making America healthy again is a noble premise, but the agriculture community may see some backlash from it. Attorney Rusty Rumley is with the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas.
We've seen proposed drafts of this floating around. We've also seen the White House kind of deny, saying that you shouldn't look at proposed drafts because they're not the final.
Rumley says MAHA originates from the Department of Health and Human Services, and it definitely spills over into agriculture.
For agriculture, the thing that really caught attention is pesticide usage, whether or not there's going to have to be safety warnings for foods that come with seed oils as opposed to things like beef tallow, soil health. It caught a lot of people by surprise.
Rumley says while MAHA is a federal initiative, it is prompting states to jump on the bandwagon.
They're pushing for phase out of dyes. They're wanting to look at pesticides. I don't know how far down that they're going to be able to go at the federal level. States are going to be different.
Rumley says many states are already pursuing their own agendas, creating a potential maze of regulations impacting how farmers do business. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.